You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Six oh seven in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Christopher DeSimone, Ed Alexander,
riding that morning, train.
Brother. It's the last week of summer, Ed. Last weekend of summer.
Yeah, I think finally, you wear your whites one more weekend, and that's it.
I was looking at my Pine Top forecast for Tuesday because it's going to be says 40.
Are you going up there again?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
44 and snow flurries. Up there on Tuesday.
Because we're going to get rain, they're going to get snow.
Look at that.
Isn't that cool?
This is classic Tucson, right? And classic 2020. We went right from blistering 8 months of summer.
Of 100 degrees plus every day.
good stuff. We did put the Judge Jeanine Pirro interview from Fox News up on it's up on our YouTube page right now. So if you missed it, she was a heck of a hootenanny of an interview. So, really enjoyed talking to her. Today is amazingly busy.
Good. They've all been pretty dang busy.
It's true. As you like to say, less DeSimone, better show, right? We have Pat Sneezek from Sun Street. We love Pat. We have, of course, Ed brings us a brothel for Food Friday.
How do you like that? If you leave it up to me, you never know what you're going to get. So
Copper Brothel Brewery down in Sonoyta.
Yeah.
So you've been to this place.
Cool place.
Yep. Where exactly is it down there? Where roughly is it?
Well, you know, when you go around the wine tour and you're finally coming back around the other side before you get to the junction again, it's right before there.
Okay.
There's a couple of restaurants or other little thingies on the way. It's after the last... After the last winery.
Oui.
Si.
All right. Very nice. So they'll be here at 7. Mark will be here doing top 10 movies that take place in a desert.
Yay!
Actually, there is a truckload of comments and suggestions on our Facebook page for that, on Christopher DeSimone. For some reason, that one really kind of hit a thing with people.
That's
so
cool.
And then third hour is going to be super terrific busy. So Antonori's here.
Yes.
In the third hour. Speaking of loud, loquacious Italians, just like Judge Jeanine. Well, she's Lebanese. Anyway, we got that going for us. And then Frank and I will be talking to Congressman Andy Biggs and then Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform.
See you do that.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Yeah. Here we go.
So,
don't tell me you watched.
I didn't.
Oh, you did not?
I did not.
Of course. I went out with the guys. There were six of us. We went to Ole Mexican, and we had food and drink, and on the TV.
Wow, you were almost on my side of the hood.
I know. On the TV, there was a football game, and nobody cared. And if there would have been quote, debate, unquote, nobody would have cared anyhow.
So when I think of Ole Mexican food, what do I think about? What's my favorite thing about their old commercials they used to run with us? Do you remember?
That song. You just did it. Ole,
almost.
Ole.
Doug Martin.
Yes.
And he would say.
What did he say wrong? Come on.
He didn't say it wrong. I just love the way he said it. He went, try the Tapopo salad.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Doug saying, try the Tapopo salad. Now, speaking of Mexican restaurants.
Yes.
This is not even a good one, but it's like, and it's closed, but it's still making news in my world. So I had a business meeting at 5151 East Broadway.
That's the big tall building.
Oui.
The big one at Rosemont.
So we're up... many levels up, and I hear through the window, it's an alarm going off, right? And I go, well, what's that? And they're like, oh, that's something we put up on a regular basis in this building. It's the old out of business on the border in front of At Home. It goes off on various levels, and the cops never come. They call up on the border corporate. They don't care. And it's classic Tucson. The alarm is so loud, you could hear it through the glass of 5151, 9 stories up.
Yes, which is not even near there. Jeez.
That is so Tucson. So literally, I mean, if I was at home, I would be pissed.
If the alarm went off and nobody cared, the police didn't
That's
come.
That's Tucson.
That would be Tucson.
That is so freaking Tucson.
Good luck. You're on your own.
in here.
On your own.
I was at a meeting with Major Mayhem, and we're like, what the hell is that?
Wow.
That's so.
So on the borders closed.
Yeah, like 9 years ago, Ed.
No.
Yeah. Sorry, bro.
No, I know people who still go there every time they come to town.
Really? Well, God bless them.
Yeah.
You know, what else? So, you know, what I saw bits and pieces of the debate this morning. You know, how can you? Maybe it is open. I don't know. I couldn't really care. But this thing just keeps going off and no one really, I think it's out of business. So anyway, back to the something out of order. Joe Biden. He was rocking it yesterday, Joe Biden. Oh, my gosh. Woof. I mean, he referred to Trump as Abraham Lincoln. We got that. His defense to everything is, come on!
Come on, bro. Did he do that? Really? I get that drop.
One,
come
two,
on,
three,
bro.
Four, five, six, seven, eight. At
That's
least
how
eight.
We're going to run the country.
There was at least eight come-ons.
Yeah.
First year he
Putin
wants to,
calls. He goes, "Come on!"
He wants to make all illegal immigrants largest amnesty the first year.
Absolutely, let them all in. I'll pay for it. There's still more room on the corner in Pliskin Acres where they have the new tent city.
He's going to make everyone wear masks in the country. We got that going for us.
Of course, locked down forever.
Then he said that he never opposed fracking, but then later on the Trump campaign found the. How he's really opposed to fracking.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter
because he's not going to be around anyhow. Jeez.
It's a hot mess.
Whatever they tell him to do, he does. Play with his rubber ducky and go back to the West Wing.
So we're going to take a quick call, 790-2040, and then we got to talk about, I was with a local business owner yesterday who owns restaurants and they do own a bar. And they reminded me of a new rule that Doug Ducey has dropped down on Arizona businesses and just life in general. That, Doug, this could be your stupidest one ever. Like, stupidest one. Stupidest one ever. And then FN Rodriguez versus Raheena Romero. And I'll title that one.
The seasoned professional against the rookie.
Yes.
That's real simple.
Let's get Carl on the line before we go to break. Carl, good morning, sir.
Yeah, a couple of things. I was driving down Linda Vista the other day, and there's a couple of guys with a pop-up tent and a couple of big signs that say ammo, and they're selling ammunition.
Oh, my gosh.
And they actually have the stuff there because, you know, a lot of the stores are out of it. And there were four or five cars, and I stopped and talked to them for a little bit. And they said that normally they're regular ammo dealers, and their normal venue is to go to the various gun shows. But because the gun shows have been shut down, they have to do something to maintain their income, and so they're setting up on various street corners.
Oh, my gosh. That's a Steve Kozachik nightmare, ammo being sold next to the jerky and the wild honey.
Well, you know, the other thing is I'm kind of wondering about Huckleberry saying, don't they need a peddler's license or something like that?
Absolutely. Thanks. We know Chuck records the show and monitors, so now you just narked out the ammo guys. Nice going, Carl. Yeah.
Sorry. The other thing, one real quick one here. I'd like to put in a plug for the Tucson College of Beauty. They give free haircuts to foster kids.
Oh, wow.
And if you've got a bunch of foster kids, that can get kind of expensive. They have a supervisor there that's watching the student while they cut the hair and so forth. The girls were perfectly happy with theirs. The boys, well, the boys' haircuts and they squirmed or what have you, but they got the hair out of their eyes. But, you know, they were really nice and professional. And, you know, like I say, free haircuts for foster kids.
That's a great heads up there, Carl. Well, thanks for doing what
Where's
you're doing.
Where's the Tucson
College?
Fairview and Roger.
What in Roger?
Fairview and Roger.
Fairview and Roger.
All right.
Right in the Pliskin Acres, Ed. You should know
Thank
this.
You. I should know that. Good
and as
that.
Your economic development director, I should have known that, so I apologize. So, Carl,
Thank
have
Carl.
A good weekend, buddy.
You
6:15 in the morning, I'm going to astound you with the stupidity, the next stupid thing that's come out of Doug Ducey in relation to lockdown crap.
No, there will be no Halloween. Thank
and
you
then FN Rodriguez in one corner and the useless mayor in another corner. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. 10:30 The Voice. So the latest thing in Doug Ducey's bag of idiocy when it comes to lockdowns, right? So we opened up that we can do, we eased up. Okay, you're gonna love this. We have we can do karaoke now.
Yeah, thank you. Like this, I was worried about.
I did not realize that darts, bowling, axe throwing, and arcade games were being prohibited.
Well, the bowling alleys were open because you drive by and it says open. I mean, how damn micromanaged can you get?
It's bowling.
How about axe throwing? Can we open those yet?
I'm never more than 6 feet near another bowler. Unless I'm vaping in my seat waiting for the... But here's the best one. This is the best one. Doug, you got booed at the Trump event. There were literally 5,000 people booing and yelling at you. Well, you get another one right now, bro. Ed Alexander, do you know what is prohibited in the state of Arizona right now? Dancing.
No.
You cannot dance in the state of Arizona. They are now going to make bars and restaurants that might have music in the background.
Yes,
if somehow it moves your soul to dance with somebody, they're supposed to come bust you.
They do.
We are such freaking losers.
So you and me and my honey. So we go to St. Phillips Plaza, right. And we're outside on the patio, and the band is playing.
Right.
And a couple gets up to dance, and they say, "You can't dance, sorry."
Right. What are we doing?
Me and my wife cannot dance together.
Correct.
You have to go home and do that.
Lock
the doors. Don't let the children watch. Turn out the lights.
Ed, do you have a sound drop about being dumb? Remember, we played this for local Pima and City too, but this is the first time Doug Ducey, Kara Crist, and whatever jackasses are making this decision. You've made a lot of bad ones. Ed Alexander, are you ready? Let's bring him out.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
I love the for real at the end. That's my favorite. So, Doug, you've lost your freaking mind. I just want to tell you that. Now it's like Footloose, right? He's John Lithgow, the angry preacher guy who says dancing is for the devil. That's Doug Ducey.
The principal in Greece. Right.
Well, Eve Arden was a little. She was the principal in Greece. So,
okay.
So is Doug going to have a six? Maybe him and Siskamani can run around with a 6 foot pole and put it between your body. So so everyone's 6 feet from each other. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Get to work,
Doug. You've lost your mind.
Get to work.
You have lost your effing mind. Let's get to FN Rodriguez. This is from Jasmine Demeux over at the Arizona Daily Star. TPD can no longer provide security at early voting sites. The decision that prompted a county official overseeing the election to call Mayor Romero a dictator. Hey, FN, welcome to the party. None of us have ever called her a dictator. Lashed out at Romero after it was notified late Wednesday that TPD officers were pulled from the pool of off-duty officers who can help provide security at early polling. The city said it made its decision after complaints from several community members and organizations about the presence of police officers at the polls. Rodriguez said she'd hire the off-duty police officers to monitor polling sites after receiving safety complaints from poll workers regarding poll watchers. She said the county had seen large groups, some of those who have traveled from out of state, who have set up at multiple polling sites, remaining outside the 75-foot buffer, but chanting, watching, and pestering people there to vote. Some candidates also brought large crowds when they dropped off their ballot. Every single voting site, we observers outside the 75-foot limit. They sit all day in their folding chairs, their umbrellas. They just watch voters coming in along all day. day long, she said. Rodriguez said they were trained to issue a ballot to a voter, have been harassed and tasked with de-escalating tensions outside. FN, quote, I've hired police because I can't control all these organizations who are passionate in their beliefs. My job is to protect the people who want to exercise their right to vote in a peaceful manner. So here's the question. What kind of groups were really out there that they're saying? That's what Janine Denier did not come up with in her story. It's pretty important. What kind of groups? Were these pro-Democrat or pro-Republican groups? Because if you're Rahina and you're pulling the cops away to keep that tamp down, then most likely they're pro-Democrat vote, pro-Democrat groups that are harassing voters. Okay, I'm mixed about this because should we have cops? I don't remember seeing cops at polling stations before. I don't remember seeing that. But at the same time, you know, is this some sort of moveon.org kind of jackasses yelling? I don't know. Jesse, let's go to Jesse real quick. Jesse, I got literally a minute and 37 seconds.
No, I'll make it quick. You know, here's the so-called mayor being called a dictator. It appears that they may be true, but the issue is based on the past mayor and council meetings, we always had security there to protect, you know, the people there. But here now, mayor and council now do not meet in public. Can they? They should, because I had a discussion with an elected official and said that the current city council chamber is not big enough. Well, guess what? You own the
convention center.
The convention center. You can have public meetings as they have in the past, but the main issue now is it okay for the mayor to have personal security to protect her, but not the citizens of Pima County?
Yeah, cops that she wanted to defund her, she still has about $150,000 worth of payroll running around with her.
Yep, so that's a question, and hopefully we'll get some information on.
So, Jesse, should there be cops at the polling stations? We never had cops at the polling stations before.
Well, in my opinion, Chris, the answer is yes. One of the things that certainly I respect the Pima County Recorder's Office to make sure that not only the voters but the many, many volunteers that will be working at the polls should any issue does occur. Any issue that involves security now will fall on the responsibility of the mayor for her decision not to involve other council members under the decision, but direct the city manager and the police chief to support her on this issue.
All right, Jess, I got to roll. Thanks for the call, as always. CBS Bloomberg News coming up next. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30, The Voice. It's our dancing playlist for Doug Ducey, who made dancing illegal. I was just talking with our good friend Pat Snezek here from Sun Street Mortgage.
Yeah.
He made a great point. So karaoke, you can sing.
Yes.
Right? And I guess, because remember, you're supposed to wear your mask because we're blowing the Rona out of our mouths. But so you can karaoke, but you cannot dance with your significant other. I can have a table of six, up to 10 people at a restaurant.
Right?
Yeah.
But if Ed wants to dance with his wife.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Not in this country.
Not allowed.
Let me quote the Lord Jesus right now. Forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Now, it is.
Oh, tell you.
Now, Pat, when he comes in, always has, usually, has his Sun Street Mortgage cup.
Yeah, I left always it at home. I left it at home. But I got my Nike golf hat on, though.
You do? Yeah. But tell me about the cup you have today, because it's a good promo for Christy Simone about our Tuesday event.
Oh, that's right. You guys are doing a happy hour there.
Correct.
Yeah. Let's do a shout-out for, the Arizona Sands Club.
Yep.
In the end zone of the U of A Stadium, fifth floor. Joe Ersig, Courtney Miller do a great job. It's an incredible layout.
Absolutely.
Food's excellent. Service is top notch.
It seems pretty reasonable as heck.
It's really neat. It's really cool. You can look out one stretch of window and see the U of A Stadium, and it's just gorgeous. And then you can look out. You got the U of A Library, mountains in the background. Watch the sun go down. Great concept. And So it's you're going to enjoy it.
You're officially a member.
I am on the Board of Governors. Yeah, so
look at you.
We started this in June, started rallying members, and opened October 1. So you guys are going to enjoy that deal. I got to try to get over there. Maybe I can have a beer with you.
Love for you to do that.
Please stop by. Yeah. That's next Tuesday night, 5:30.
Yeah, great.
Arizona's stadium, but you do have to RSVP to wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. Say, hey, it's Ed. I got two people coming with me. That's three. See you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just it's going to be a gorgeous night. It's going to be the cool night.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah.
So Pat, you could have a wedding there.
You can have a wedding there,
and they would show the video on the Jumbotron.
Yes,
in the south end zone.
Yeah, you can.
This place is so cool.
You can have company parties. Yes, they'll turn on that Jumbotron, put your company logo up, take pictures, put photos of people at your event right on there. It's really neat.
You know, Christmas really parties for a lot of businesses are going to be a challenge this year. Mm-hmm, a little bit.
It's going to be
Rona regulations,
right?
You should have it on the. You should have it on the field.
True.
If there's some physical distancing, it would be on the Arizona football field.
Right. In fact, I ate dinner there Wednesday night with some buddies, and we were on the patio, and it was just amazing.
Awesome.
It was gorgeous. You guys are going to like it.
Sun Street Mortgage. Yes. You brought your stats, which I always love.
Oh, just
stats.
A few.
Because we know demand for housing in this area and most parts of Arizona, it seems like
it's for all of Arizona
are super hot and heavy right now. So what are you seeing out there, my friend?
Well, same story, you know, the last 3 months here, very high demand and very little supply.
Right.
So here we are, third month in a row, July, August, and now I only have September numbers because we're still in October. But still have 1 month of inventory on the market. In fact, there's 1,555 homes as of the last day of September on the market. That's a 46% decrease from September of 19.
Wow.
There were, in August, the real estate agents closed 1,640 deals. Almost the same in September, 1,633.
Interesting.
And they put 1,971 houses in escrow. So again, what you're closing, you're obviously replenishing and then some.
It's interesting because the number of houses available for sale seems to be matching the amount of closing every month.
And it sure is.
It's interesting on how that new batch of stuff comes online the way it does.
It's just amazing. Now, here's a really good stat. 80% of that 1,633 number that I mentioned, closings in September, 80%, which is 1,309 houses, were between that 150 and 500,000 price range.
Sure.
So, you know, and as you go higher in sales price, you have less people that can afford those upper end homes.
Right.
You know, I was talking to a real estate buddy the other day, and he's saying, you know, you go and show buyers, you know, properties. And he said, you know, Sneeze, it feels like it's all the leftovers nobody wants in the market. And I said, but yes, I understand you, but somebody is buying them.
Right.
And it's your out-of-state buyer. We've been talking about it. It's your out-of-state buyer from the state right next door to the west.
Well, when you said the last couple of times, you better make sure that if you want to sell your house and do it quick, you got to be a little more turnkey, right?
Right.
That kitchen better be sweet.
Right.
You better not
that
have
master bath.
You better not have carpet.
Right.
If you do those two things, you already put yourself towards the head of the class.
Right. Everything has to be rehabbed.
Right.
And everything is, you know, anywhere from 1970s to late 80s.
Yep.
And you know, you want to bring it up to speed and up to current time, and you want the home is your castle. So you want to live in a wonderful, nice little shack.
Well, an interesting dynamic we've talked about, and I think a lot of people have had this discussion out there, is if you want to sell your house and you want to move and stay in Tucson or someplace in Arizona.
Well,
this is a challenge.
You have a problem.
Right.
Because
where are you moving?
Where are you going to? And if you can't find anything you like and you sold your home in a day,
right,
and it's a 30 to 45 day escrow and you can't find anything to go to, you're renting. And
right.
The renter's market is through the roof.
Correct.
I mean, you might be Airbnb in it.
That's.
I mean, seriously.
You know. I mean, I was talking with McCluskey, right? He's got 950 rentals at Rincon Ventures,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's right. The demand for these things are hot and heavy.
Right.
And you may not be getting the equivalent of what you sold.
Right.
You may be trading down for your rental.
You might be.
Right.
Right. You know, now, here's another thing that's fueling it, which is, you know, record low rates.
Of course.
So, you know, we're doing a tremendous amount of refinancing in this nation. So if you are somebody out there that's sitting like, oh, if you have a rate right now at 3.375, 3.5, you need to be refinancing. We're seeing a lot of people take cash out, take some equity out, and rehab their current property to sell it, to get positioned better.
Right.
Because the agent says, hey, you really need to spruce this up. But, you know, for the foreseeable future, this is the world we live in now.
What's the world of home equity loans look like?
You know, there are seconds out there. They are harder to get.
Right.
You know, in the meltdown of 08, the second mortgage lender really took a bath. So, you know, those loans are harder to get, but they're out there.
Okay.
You can get them. But rates are super, super low, and they are going to be for, you know, the foreseeable future. A lot of people say, hey, you know, Sneeze, what's going to move that rate? Well, a lot of people say a vaccine. A lot of people say the election. A lot of people say a, you know, stronger rebound in the economy. You know, you're still seeing deterioration in the economy, you know, after the virus started in early March.
Sure.
So I saw a stat the other day, I think in the Wall Street Journal, 400,000 restaurants in the nation, just restaurants.
Yep.
Are gone and are never coming back.
Well, we just
and
lost,
look at the chains.
We just
look
lost all, Elvira's downtown.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah, that's really sad.
Yep.
And you know, that's a great way to spend time with family and friends and go to your favorite Mexican restaurant or Italian or whatever.
I think on that rate, Pat, that 0% thing, or is it not?
Oh,
I don't think it's moving till
not moving for a while.
I don't think they're going to contemplate. I don't care what goes on until next summer or next or 2 New Years from now.
Yeah, I don't think the FOMC could have, you know, Chairman Powell, I don't think they could afford to even touch it.
Yep.
That's how sensitive this economy and the financial markets we're in right now. Now, I'm not talking about stock market because you're almost hitting 29,000 on the Dow.
Right.
And last 4 years, stock market have been just smoking beautiful. I don't know of anybody that really didn't make money in the stock market in the last 4 years.
Right.
I think you would agree with me. Generally speaking.
Correct.
Okay. Interest rates were continuing to, you know, slowly creep down and boy, the virus really took them down quick and fast.
So you're over under, as we say, on a, if you're currently sitting on what interest rate or higher,
I'd say see a Sun Street loan officer or a loan officer of your choice. You know, there's a lot of great lenders in town. And but I'd say if you're on a 30-year fixed.
We highly recommend sunstreetmortgage.com.
I do. Yes. Yeah. This is true. But yeah,
I love your magnanimous beauty there. But we're here to.
Yeah, this is true. So, but yes, if you're over 3 3/8, 3.5, really take a look and see, because that's, you know, if we can get you 2.5, 2 5/8, we've even written some loans at 2.25. If you time it right and depending on the market conditions, the day you lock, because pricing changes every day.
Right.
You know, that's a lot of savings over time, especially if you plan to be in your home another 3 to 5 years from now.
How much of the startup, the fees that come with it, can you roll into the loan?
You can finance your costs if you have room.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
If you have equity and, you know, you can finance your costs.
Gotcha.
You know,
okay.
So yes, we'd love to have an opportunity to help you.
Of course, let's sneak in a phone call, 790-2040.
Sure.
Let's go to John. You're on with Pat Sneezek from Sun Street Mortgage. What's up, buddy?
Well, I have a question for Pat, and that's regarding the fact that we've got a house with a mortgage paid off. But we've gotten the, one of those things. We've been here for almost 40 years in the house, you know, which is kind of you know, long term for Tucson, I realize.
Especially but, in Pliskin Acres, but keep going.
Yeah. Well, we've got a house in the neighborhood that was just rehabbed and expanded, remodeled, whatever, and they added on to the house. And between that and watching HGTV, the question came up, well, what sort of dealings do you need to get a home equity loan, perhaps, or something to handle the financing on a rehab or a renovation?
Okay. Those products are out there. A lot of a HELOC is traditionally a second mortgage loan. A lot of lenders don't like to have a second mortgage product in first position. So they may say to you, it's better to do a traditional 30-year fixed rate cash out refi in first position and try to find a lender that will work with you on, you know, your closing costs. And, you know, that way all the money's advanced to you at closing and you can make the rehab and the improvements as you go and kind of be your own general contractor and control your improvements as you do them systematically and in chronological fashion.
Yeah.
But traditionally, a lot of second mortgage lenders don't like to, you know, it's not a first mortgage product. It's a second mortgage product. So, and the rates are still on either product, the rates are very low.
So then you would go to a bank, or is that what you're saying?
No, you can go to any lender for a cash out refinance in first position.
Okay. That's good to hear that the market is such that you know, for the guys that are out there shopping around for a loan, that the rates are that low still.
Wonderful. Yes, it is wonderful, and it's not going to last forever. So you know, everything can change on a dime, and as we know in this world we live in today. So
I'll give it 2 weeks and we'll see how it's looking then. Okay.
Super. Good luck to you,
John.
Two weeks could tell a lot. Yes,
John, thanks for the call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, John.
SunStreetMortgage.com, 547-4140.
Thank you.
Dr. Snezek, thanks for a good segment as always.
Hey, enjoy you guys. And I think next time I'm on, it's after November 3rd.
Don't say it.
I'm not.
But we'll see you Tuesday.
But I'll see you Tuesday. That could be fun.
You should come. That'll be a total rip.
Please do. Please do.
Super. Super.
All right, Pat.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend. Be all you can be.
Was that the Army commercial?
Be all you can be. That's right.
What a great place. What a great place to start. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.
Sorry, you can't dance. Cool. You maybe tap your feet. There you go.
Love it.
It is Weird Al's birthday today.
It is Weird Al's. I love Weird Al. Remember, we weren't allowed to play Weird Al when Higgins was around? He hated Weird Al.
Really?
Jazz, soccer, and Weird Al. What a commie.
Wow.
So, love Weird Al. I'll give you a few Weird Al's before it's over.
Let's do it.
And, of course, we're playing dancing songs to honor Doug Ducey making dancing illegal.
I can't say it
with a straight face.
I know. Come on.
Rest in peace to Elvira's Mexican restaurant. Of course, Elvira started on the other side of the border in Nogales.
Yeah.
That was that first place where, like, really, literally, you walked across the border, you made that right turn, and you went one block, and he was right there. Ruben Monroy, I believe, is his last name. And so I used to go there with Feynman all the time. When we go to Nogales, we'd go to Ruben's place. And then, of course, he moved up to... when the whole border thing got crazy, he moved and did the location in Tubac, which I still think is going on.
Yeah, did one in Tubac for our anniversary.
That's right.
It was very nice.
And it's there's a guy who knows how to decorate a place.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's Ruben, right? The places are beautiful. Yeah. I would tell you, there's something at Elvira's I've always liked and the Tubac one. I never went to the downtown one, but he used to make, it sounds weird, right? He would make a appetizer that was this big batch of a variety, three different mushrooms and chili peppers, okay, that he would either saute together, and then he would serve it as you can make tacos out of it. So it was like this spicy mushroom, you put some cheese on it. It was really, really good. So, downtown. When we look at, like, business, like, where are you going to put your business in the future? Okay. If we ever, I pray to Jesus, we don't go through a lockdown thing ever again in our lives. But What are we learning? The places that have high concentrations of Democrats, okay, during lockdowns kills more restaurants. That's what we're learning, okay? Because they're more scared to come out of their house or they're virtue signaling, whatever their issues going on, okay, is if you're in a highly... Think about it. These restaurants are croaking in the circle of self-righteousness, right? Which, of course, is that whole university, Sam Hughes, downtown, West Side thing. And so that's where you're at. So let's get a couple of holidays out before. We got Mark Van Buren coming up. We got Copper Brothel Brewery coming up. They're coming up from Sonoyta. Mark's doing top 10 movies that take place in a desert. So here we go. Event Organizers Day. We don't do that anymore, so we can't celebrate that today. National Boston Cream Pie Day. That's good. National Croc Day. I now own a pair of Crocs after not owning them for years. It's Paralegal Day. It's the Swallows Depart from San Juan Capistrano Day. TV Talk Show Host Day. And National Slap Your Irritating Coworker Day. So, Ed, if you want to take a run at me, you're sure welcome to. So, let's go to top of the hour news. Copper Brothel Brewery in the next hour. Mark Van Buren with movies. And then we have third hour's very busy. Frank Antonori, Congressman Andy Biggs, and then Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax.
You're going to have to get more plexiglass in there.
I didn't even think about that. Ray, order up some plexiglass, for God's sakes. Let's go.